It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, with the help of a computational model developed at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine, researchers have found more than 500 new interactions between proteins associated with genes linked to schizophrenia. The findings are published online in NPJ Schizophrenia. The hope is to better understand the role of genes that have not been studied in the pathways and biological processes associated with the disease. First drones, then driverless cars, and now the U.S. Defense Department is looking at unmanned ocean-faring ships. This week, the Pentagon unveiled a self-driving 132-foot ship able to travel up to 10,000 nautical miles while hunting for submarines and underwater mines. The Navy will test this ship off the San Diego coast over the next 2 years. This week, the Tech Report looks at how advertisers find you. In a small but growing office in Shadyside, the 8-year-old company Ryza crunches big data for advertisers and for those selling advertising space and time. Ryza founder and CEO Josh Naur creates a sample query using a Kia car dealership and a local TV station.
Behind this very simple display of data are billions, hundreds of billions of records of data that we are sifting through. And in a matter of seconds, we were able to get to results that had gone through those records and found just the ones that are relevant to this story for this television station and for this very local specific advertiser.
Those data include sets provided by their clients, material purchased commercially, and information available to the general public. Ryza uses cloud computing to crunch the numbers for organizations as big as the BBC and as small as an individual shop owner. Using the car dealer example, Naur explains how a sales rep from the TV station might use the data.
The Sorento is the top Kia that is sold in this market, but this dealership is really only getting about 20% of those sales, and they really should be getting more. So this is where an ad seller gets a piece of information that allows them to then start a conversation with that advertiser, tell them something they may not know, and provide them with a solution.
That solution includes a salesperson showing the dealer the programs people most likely to buy a Sorento are watching, and then offering ad time in those shows. But that's an oversimplified explanation, according to Ryza Chief Technology Officer Mike Higgins.
There are measurement data sets that have all the car registration data in the United States. There are media measurement data sets that measure the different media opportunities. There are qualitative data sets that measure general sort of attitudes and opinions and demographics and psychographics. There are purchasing behavior data sets. There are all these things. Where do you start? What do you pick? Which ones are most relevant? Which ones have the most value?
Liz Horvat is a media supervisor and digital strategist at the marketing and communication agency Gatesman Plus Dave in Pittsburgh. She says the amount of available data for ad sellers and buyers is growing and cannot be ignored.
To kind of go backwards and not have access to all of the tools that lets us get smart with placement and how we reach people, I don't think that we could be as effective if this data didn't exist.
Naur agrees that the data is only going to multiply and grow in importance. He says how it's mined and presented to its customers is the secret behind Ryza.
Think of it as a cartoon strip, if you will. And they can, you know, go frame by frame by frame through, and it tells a story that they want to tell about their business.
Naur thinks his approach to presenting the data provides a competitive edge. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.